Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really good to be back here this another Saturday to really continue in this series on the epistles of Peter. God has been good to us. He has kept us by his great and mighty power. And today we are here to bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ. People of God, this is good news. We are hearing so many bad news all over. But thank God we have good news. And I thank God that we are able to share this good news with those who are willing to listen. So we thank God for the listeners this evening. We thank God for doing a great work in the hearts of his people. He's the one who changed hearts. So as we proclaim the good news, the word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So I pray this evening that as we hear the word, we will purpose in our hearts to say yes to Jesus and to do his will. So we're going to continue in 1 Peter chapter 1, but before I start, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your grace and your mercies. Thank you that you are God, you are holy, you are true, you are righteous. There is none like you. We praise you this evening. We give you honor. For, O God, it is you who have kept us, whereof we are glad. So we thank you. And we thank you for this another opportunity to share your word with your people. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, O God, we will hear and purpose in our hearts to obey. Thank you again for allowing, O God, this program to be on the airwaves. And we thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that you are doing your work through your word. We look to you and we thank you for receptive hearts this evening. And we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. So we are still in the first chapter of the first epistle of Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Last week we stopped at verse 12. And we are going to start verse 13. But just to recap a little on verse 12. It said, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, with things the angels desire to look into. So the salvation plan was revealed to the prophets of old. Peter was saying that now all that the prophets have written about Christ have come to pass with the coming of the Messiah and his suffering, death, and resurrection. Now the gospel, the good news of salvation, was preached by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, who was sent from heaven to empower the believers. And Peter later stated that angels desire to study this salvation or this redemption of mankind intently. So people of God, the angels in heaven wants to understand more of the salvation of mankind. Verse 13 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Wherefore, Peter said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your minds, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So Peter was saying that because of the hope that the believers have of seeing Christ and being with him at his appearance, for us, the believers should keep their minds focused on Christ. Gird up the loins of your minds. People of God, when you think of loins, you're thinking of the waist area where you gird up when you're moving, when you're dressing and you want to have everything intact. You gird up the loins. But Peter said, gird up the loins of your mind. Have the truth of God in your minds. The truth of God must be at the forefront of our minds, people of God. So we can be sober. We can be clear-minded and hope to the end. We have to live a life of expectation to the very end, people of God. Christ is our living hope, and he's coming back. So we have to be looking for him. Every day of our lives, we should be looking for his appearance. The word of God tells us that he's going to appear to those who are looking for him. So we should be looking for the appearance of Jesus Christ. Our mind should be stayed upon him. Our mind should be set on him. Our mind should be filled with his words so that we can be sober and hope to the end. The believers should keep their minds focused on Christ and be hopeful to the end, knowing of the favors that will come to us, knowing of the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus, knowing that he's coming back for us, and wherever he is, there we will be also. We will see him as he is, and we will be like him. People of God, if we have this hope in us, we purify ourselves. Purify ourselves. Walk in purity of heart and mind. Guard our hearts from the things that are coming to infect our minds. Guard our hearts and minds so that we can live in purity, walking by faith, trusting Jesus Christ. The word of God says in verse 14 of 1 Peter chapter 1, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. So Peter was encouraging the saints to be like obedient children who do not conduct themselves according to the old sinful lifestyle when they were ignorant to the things of God. So we don't want to continue to live the way we used to live. That old life is passed away. No, we are new creation. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. We want to be able to say, look, all things have become new. So we don't want to continue to live according to the former lifestyle, according to the old sinful lifestyle that we used to live when we were ignorant to the things of God. People of God, the Lord is calling us back to the Bible, back to the Word of God, so we can know the Word, so we don't live ignorantly. We want to live by the Word of God. We want to live by his truth daily. We want to know him. And we can't know him unless we know the Word of God. So we want to know God's Word, know the truth. And only the truth will make us free. So we want to walk in the freedom God has given us. We don't want to go back to the old lifestyle, but we want to walk in the new life, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15 of 1 Peter chapter 1. But as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The word of God is telling us that as he which have called us, of God who has called us is holy, so we must be holy in all manner of conduct. The way we conduct ourselves should be as people who are set apart unto God. We shouldn't conduct ourselves like how the world conducts themselves. We are to be the light of the world. We are to be the guide for the world. We are to show the world how to live. And if we are behaving like them, if our conduct is just like the world, then we are not shining the light. We don't want to hide our light under a bushel, but we want to be holy. We want to be set apart. We want to be who God has called us to be. He's holy, so he's calling us to be holy. Look at verse 16 of 1 Peter chapter 1. He said, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And as Peter was speaking to the Jewish believers, people of God, they knew the word of God, they knew the Old Testament, they knew the Torah, and they understood exactly what Peter was saying here. Leviticus 19:2 tells us, the Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Leviticus 11:45 says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So the word of God is saying to us, as he wrote to the Jewish believers dispersed all over Asia, they understood exactly what Peter was saying because they knew the Torah. He said, be holy, for I am holy. Verse 17 of 1 Peter chapter 1. And if he call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. So Peter was saying that if the saints call on the Father, who is not partial and will judge rightly according to the work which every man has done, they should live their lives here on earth in reverence of God. So we should pass our time here on earth in humble reverence of our God. If we come to understand who God is and know that we can call upon him at any time, for he is the one who will come and he is the one who judges fairly. He is the one who is not partial. So he hears the cry of his children. So we are to call upon him and pass this time, live this life here on earth. Remember, we are sojourners, people of God. We are sojourners here on this land. This earth is not our home. Our heavenly home is with God. We are citizens of heaven. We are just sojourners or pilgrims passing through this earth. But the word of God tells us we should live our lives here on earth in reverence of God, in fear of God, walking each day in humble reverence to his great name. We want to reverence him, people of God. We want to the fear of God to come back to us. We want us to walk in the fear of God daily, knowing that his presence is with us. He comes to live with us and in us. We are not alone, people of God. God is with us. And because of that, we walk in humble reverence to his name. We walk in awe of who he is. We tremble at his words. People of God, we have to come back to that place again of trembling at God's word. We have become too familiar with the word of God that we take his word for granted. The Lord is calling us again to tremble at his word and not to be forgetful hearers, but doers of the word. He wants us to know that the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. He wants to know, us to know that his word will cause us to walk upright and we will not stumble along this journey. People of God, we are only sojourners here. Our citizenship is in heaven. So we want to pass this time of sojourning here in humble reverence to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18 of 1 Peter chapter 1. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Peter was saying to the Jewish believers in Christ that they were not bought with perishable things as silver and gold from their aimless conduct received from the tradition of their forefathers, but they were bought with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. So we have to be reminded, people of God, that we were not bought with silver or gold or perishable things. As Peter spoke to the believers then, this word is relevant to us today also. That we were not bought with perishable things like silver or gold, but we are bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We have to know and understand that the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the costly blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. So Peter was reminding the believers And also this word is reminding us today that we are bought with the costly blood of Christ, who is the spotless, sinless, sacrificial lamb. He is the sacrificial lamb. John the Baptist saw him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." So he is the one who brought us back and has given us life. We were sold into the slavery of sin. We were enslaved in sin. But Christ came and bought us with his precious blood. He paid the sin debt for us, a debt we couldn't pay. He alone is worthy. He alone could pay that sin debt for humanity. He put on humanity and came to earth to live among us and to die for us. He is our great high priest, people of God, who is touched with what we go through, because he walked here on earth. He understood exactly what takes place here on earth. Not that he would know. He knows everything. He's God. But he came and he walked among us. So when we are going through and call upon him in our situation, he knows exactly, because he has been here with walking on earth and experiencing all that goes on here in the earth realm. So he is our great high priest who is touched with what we go through. So we can call upon him anytime, any place. He is the only sinless, spotless Lamb of God. He is the only one that could bear our sin, our shame, our pain, everything that come against us. And he could not be contaminated. He is God and God alone, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. He experienced all that we experienced, but he couldn't sin. All the trials and testings came to him, but he couldn't sin because he is God. So we have to put our trust in him, and we have to look to him and to know that only in him we have salvation. Only in Christ, our strong deliverer, only in him we can trust, people of God. Verse 20 said, "Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for us." So Peter, referring to Christ, said that he truly was pre-appointed. Christ was pre-appointed before the world came into being, but was revealed for us in the last days. So Christ came. Everything already was pre-appointed before the world came into being, but he was revealed to us when he came as a man and died on the cross for us. He humbled himself and went to the cross and died for us, people of God. And he is highly exalted by the Father. He is given a name that is above all other names. And at the name of Jesus, the Word of God says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. People of God, let us bow before him now. The day is going to come when, whether you believe or not, you're going to have to bow before him. But let us put our trust in him now and bow now before him and worship him in spirit and in truth, because he alone is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. He alone is God, and there is no God but Jehovah. So we praise the name of the Lord today, because he is good and his mercy endures forever. Verse 21 said, "Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God?" Peter was saying that through Christ Jesus, the believers have put their trust in God, who raised Christ from the dead and gave him honor, that the trust and the expectation of the believers might be in God. People of God, the Word of God tells us in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." So we can only believe in God through putting our trust in Jesus Christ, the Son. He is the only begotten Son of the Father that came forth from the Father, people of God, to declare the Father to us. He came to declare the Father to us. So we can only put our trust in God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Only through him. He's the way. I am the door, he said. I am the entrance in. We cannot go to Abba Father only through Jesus Christ. We cannot go, think that we can go our own way. No, we have to come, put our trust in the Son. Put our trust in the Son. The Word of God said, those who acknowledge the Son, acknowledge the Father. So let us submit ourselves to Jesus Christ. Put our trust in him and come to know him intimately. He wants us to know him as Lord and Savior. Not only Savior, people of God, but Lord. He wants to take control of every area of our lives. He wants to be Lord of all. So we want to put our trust completely in him and surrender our whole life to him. Let us not keep any area of our lives off limit, but let us give everything to Jesus. Verse 22, of 1 Peter chapter 1. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So Peter was saying, seeing that you have cleansed your soul by obeying the truth, God's word, through the Spirit unto genuine love of the brethren. People of God, it's not wise for us to say we love when our love is not genuine. God knows the heart. So Peter speaks of genuine love, unfeigned love. That's genuine love of the brethren. Peter was saying to the believers to see to it that they continue to love one another with purity of heart and glowing love. People of God, loving fervently. That love is glowing. It's boiling. It's hot. We need to love people. Not just that cold type of I love you. But let us love in words and in deeds. And when we see a need, we fill it as much and as best as we can. People of God, we are called to purity of heart and glowing love. Boiling love. For one another. Let us love one another like Christ loves us. Unconditionally, sacrificially. Love with pure motives, people of God. Give unto others, looking for nothing in return. God is calling us to genuine love of the brethren. And when we truly start to love one another, it shows that we truly love God. But if we say we love God as 1 John John wrote in 1 John, if we say we love God and we don't love our brothers, he calls us liars. We're not telling the truth. So we want to truly love. Ask the Holy Spirit to love through us. He's able to love through us. He's able to help us to love even the unlovable, people of God. So we want to just ask the Lord to help us, to give us a heart that is able to love genuinely and to love fervently and love with that purity of heart and having that glowing love one for another. Verse 23 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. So Peter was reminding the saints and reminding us today that we are born again. Not the physical birth from a corruptible seed of humanity, but of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit, born from above by the incorruptible seed of God's words, which lives and abides forever. People of God, the Lord is telling us and reminding us today that we are born again, born of the Spirit. Born from above We have to remember who we are, people of God. We are new creatures, new creation in Christ Jesus. The word of God tells us, as Jesus spoke in John 3:3, he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Peter was reminding the saints that they were born again. They were born of the Spirit. So the kingdom of God should be manifested in those that are born of the Spirit. You are spiritually born. You were dead in sin and trespasses. But now, through the love and mercy of God, we are born again. Born from above. Now we can respond to the things of God. The new birth has come. In John 3:5, Jesus answered Nicodemus and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And the word of God tells us in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We cannot put our faith in Jesus without hearing the word. So God is calling us to go forth and to spread the good news of salvation, to tell others that Jesus saves, that Jesus loves them with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness, he draws men to himself. So we have to go with the good news. We have to go and to tell others so that they can build up their faith in Jesus Christ. They can put their faith in Jesus Christ. So faith comes by hearing the word of God. So we want to hear the word of God, and we want to be obedient to the word of God. We want to allow the word of God to change us, to be who God has called us to be. So we want to spread the good news wherever we go. Tell others of the love of Jesus Christ and what he has done at the cross for us. Verse 24, 1 Peter chapter 1. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower therefore thereof faileth away. So Peter was reminding the saints that all flesh, all humanity is like grass. All the glory of man, no matter how wealthy or how splendid this life of this man might look, it's good today and tomorrow it's withered away, because humanity is here only for a time. The grass withers and the flower thereof faileth away. But the word of God says in verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So let us remember, people of God, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. God bless you here this evening. As we come to the end of this chapter, we pray that this word really have gone forth and has really bring forth new life in the hearts of God's people. And those who have not yet known Christ will come to know him as Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to your people this evening. And we thank you for what you're doing in the hearts and lives of your people. I pray today that this word will be that lamp to their feet and that light to their path. As we look to you by faith in no other name, but in the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.